Station 3. By His wounds, we heal. Confession. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins, in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2, 23 and 24. Feeling the weight of our transgressions is not the end. It is just the beginning of glorious redemption and the journey towards freedom. But we must first seek to identify clearly what it is that is causing us separation and pain. In the same way a physician cannot heal an affliction that doesn't exist, our brokenness becomes his opportunity to bring healing and hope. By looking at ourselves honestly, we allow Jesus to fully bring into the light that which we have hidden and denied. What is it that is holding you back from a life full of God's goodness and from being closer to him? Where do we find forgiveness, healing, and hope? But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. 1 John 1:9. Take a marker and write on the cross a word, phrase, or symbol of the sin or challenge that keeps you from fully living the life God has for you. Let it be a reminder that you are leaving it there for Jesus to carry. If you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from death, you will be saved. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. It is by our confession that we are saved. Romans 10:9-10.